This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. With coronavirus tests in short supply around the country, CRISPR could help. CRISPR is a gene editing tool that's been revolutionizing life sciences research for several years. Now a Cambridge company called Sherlock is using it to make quick coronavirus tests for use in the healthcare industry. It's the first CRISPR product to reach the market, and the company believes it could have a home test for COVID by next year. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has this story this morning of science sped up by the pandemic.
About 5 years ago, when CRISPR was just taking off, Feng Zhang, a famously brilliant scientist at the Broad Institute and MIT's McGovern Institute, encouraged two of his grad students to just play around and tinker with it. Jonathan Gutenberg was one of those students.
A lot of things that we try fail, and that's okay, because sometimes you find these things that are really, really awesome.
Though they might not seem so awesome at first. You can think of CRISPR as a genetic text editor. It can hunt down the DNA equivalent of a specific word and precisely slice it out. In their tinkering, the grad students found that a certain molecular scissors, an enzyme called Cas13, would slice at the right spot, but then go on to cut all over the place. Gutenberg's research partner, Omar Abudeya.
There was actually a time when we were like, should we even publish this? It's really weird. It doesn't really align with what we wanted for these enzymes, which is targeted cleavage, not cleave everything. And, you know, months later, we realized that that could be used for detection.
These runaway scissors could be used for diagnostic tests. Once they're triggered to start cutting by the presence of, say, a specific germ, their continued cutting can also turn on fluorescent molecules that signal, yes, germ detected. The research team called the method Sherlock. And in 2018, Gutenberg and Abudeya helped found the company Sherlock Biosciences to start developing diagnostic tests, a new use for CRISPR beyond the advances it has brought in everything from agriculture to genetic disease. Then, this year, the coronavirus pandemic hit.
It felt like being in a World Series. It really did.
That's Sherlock principal scientist Christine Kotikia speaking at the company's Cambridge headquarters.
Because there was so much on the line every day, you know, you plan so much, you train so much, and then it comes down to the day, it comes down to the data.
Well, for Christine, it felt like it was going to be a World Series, and she was the pitcher.
Sherlock CEO Rahul Danda says in normal times, it would have taken the company at least another couple of years to bring a CRISPR test to market. But in February, with the pandemic looming, Danda appealed to the company's board to let Sherlock shift nearly overnight to developing a coronavirus test as quickly as possible.
And each of them, to their credit, responded by saying, you know, this is the mission of Sherlock, to solve these problems.
When Danda told the Sherlock staff, he saw them all turn their chairs simultaneously toward their desks to face their computers.
And start putting together the plan on how we're going to pull this off. And when we say a pivot, there was a literal pivot of chairs. At the same time, there was a pivot of the company towards a new goal.
In Sherlock's lab, scientist Paul Carlson is tweaking the coronavirus test to try to make it faster and more sensitive. He's been working long hours, but isn't complaining.
So rarely in science do you get to work on something with such an immediate need. The motivation for work is always, well, maybe in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, you know, this will be useful in developing a product.
In this case, Carlson says his work could be used in a week or a month. The Sherlock coronavirus test got temporary federal approval in May. Research associate Joelle Mowat says it could help both with the national shortage of tests and concerns about testing accuracy.
With the increase of numbers recently, you can tell that some people don't believe that it's truly real. So it's kind of cool to just try to put a little bit of confidence back into the public eye.
Sherlock is partnering with a manufacturer to produce kits for testing in medical labs, an initial batch of 30,000. CEO Rahul Danda says that could scale up to millions if there's demand. Sherlock also just announced a deal for on-the-spot COVID tests with a company whose chlamydia and gonorrhea tests come back within about half an hour. There is competition. Trevor Martin, the CEO of Mammoth Biosciences in South San Francisco, points to a recent paper Mammoth published on using their tests in patients.
Where we actually showed that Mammoth's CRISPR-based diagnostics are an extremely effective tool for testing for COVID-19. And anyone in diagnostics can tell you that real patient samples are really the gold standard.
Martin says Mammoth is working as quickly as possible to bring their CRISPR tests to market.
The way we think about it is really putting things out there that are effective and fill a gap in the market. And there's a lot of gaps in the market right now.
Probably the biggest gap is the need for quick, cheap, accurate home coronavirus tests. Sherlock hopes to have one next year. Former grad students Jonathan Gutenberg and Omar Aboudeya have their own lab now at MIT's McGovern Institute, and they're working 7 days a week on the challenge of quick and cheap coronavirus tests. Aboudeya says they're focused in part on a device that could run the new chemistry they've developed.
Akin to, you know, something as small as maybe like a Coca-Cola can, and that someone could do daily testing with every day for very low cost, around, you know, maybe $5 to $10.
Gutenberg says they're also still exploring various CRISPR enzymes, those molecular scissors, including one isolated from spoiled fruit juices.
Because, you know, nature's got a ton of amazing secrets in it.
If there's a moral to this story, he says, it's the importance of continuing to explore and try to understand nature, because you never know when a basic science discovery, like CRISPR, could end up having a huge impact. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.
Funding for WBUR's healthcare coverage comes in part from Sunovion. Global biopharmaceutical company Sunovion is proud to support the health of the community through a commitment to advancements in medical science and innovation. Sunovion, take on tomorrow. Learn more about Sunovion at sunovion.com.